Amen. Let's put our skin up for Lord Jesus Christ. This is a wonderful time of worship. We give God the glory. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Daisy. That was awesome. Today is Family Sunday. And I want to say it's been such a privilege for me and my wife to be those in charge of this ministry in the body of Christ in Mount Zion. And today we're going to have a very special program, a very special day. Many of you have had it announced before that we're going to have a discussion, an open discussion. And the youths are taking over today. And they'll be talking about the media, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And today you will minister, you will talk, you will ask questions. And I do pray within the 30, 40 minutes we have, they will have done justice to this topic. We live here with great understanding of what the media is, what it's all about. And we live here, I think, also with great understanding of what to look for, how to discern, and how particularly to help those children who are glued to the telephone. First, I want to quickly mention that the telephone is, that telephone, that thing in your hand, is many, okay, many years ago, when we had TVs, televisions for the first time in Nigeria, we had a group of Christians, very, very serious, concerned Christians, who labeled it the devil's box. They say it's the devil's box. And it's indeed, and has always been, depending on when you open it and what channel you tune to. At that time, we had about two or three channels. So what will we call it today with 1,000 channels? What should we call it? Something else. Something else. And to make it worse, we don't have the TV right in the box in one corner. It's in the palm of our hands. It's right here with us in the palm of our hands with multiple channels, many places to go. I don't know how many of us attempted to reach out to our phone during worship. I don't know. I don't know many of us attempted to hear just one bleep. For instance, if anything happens on my phone, it comes to my wristwatch. And I beep, beep. And I, who is there during worship? And that's just how destructive this is. Unless you decide to leave your phone at home, or leave it in your bag, or just turn it off. Today we're going to talk briefly about media, about the social media particularly. And I'd like to hand it over to, where did she run to? Yeah, she's trying to coordinate things at the back there. Could you guys bring me those two big chairs at the back, two gentlemen? Oh, thank you so much. We're going to move this away. We're going to have a panel discussion. I think I'll just hand it over straightforward now to the head of the youth department, Daisy, who doubles as the worship minister. Can we please put our together to encourage her? She's still trying to press some buttons at the back, so please give it up for her. The chairs are coming. We're going to have a really wonderful time together. And if you have any question, things you'd like to know, you have the opportunity today to, if you can dodge that. Yes, thank you. Come just straight on. Thank you. Yeah, you're good. You're good. Just come straight.
Amen.
Yes, she's taking over. Thank you. I'm out of here.
I'm taking over.
Yes.
Okay. Welcome to, oh yes, go ahead.
We need two other chairs, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Get it from here.
Sorry about the slight awkwardness for just 2 seconds. I must love these 2 seconds things. Okay. So we need another chair. And just to anyone happy to be in church this morning, let's just start there. You happy to be in church? Amen. If you're happy to be in church, can you wave your hand? Glory to God. Amen. It's many of us here. I was glad when they said unto me. I was glad when they said unto me. Amen. Glory to God. So we are going to have a little presentation, and then we'll have our panel of people. We're going to have people come and join us. This is going to be interactive, so everyone will be speaking. Well, not everyone, but the congregation is welcome to also put at their input. Yes? Amen? Thumbs up if that's okay. Yeah. Okay, awesome. All right, so the presentation, very quickly, before we start, or let's do it before. So we're going to be talking about social media today, technology. Can we take off the reverb on the speaker, please? Awesome. Is it off? Awesome. Okay, so we're going to talk about social media today, and I'm just going to say a thing or two, and then we'll have our panel come up. So, anybody know what social media is? What have you heard about social media? What do you know about social media? Anyone can speak on this really quickly. Old, young, new. Communication network. Mm-hmm. Can be very consuming. That's a concern. We're being tracked by it. Okay, awesome. Okay, well, social media is... It's one dimensional? Interesting. Okay, well, next slide. Thank you all for your... addition there. That's all correct. So let's go ahead and talk about, say that again. Isolation. Someone said isolation. Yeah. For a lot is addictive. For a lot, it's connection and isolation at the same time. Okay, so let's get right into it. Let's talk more about that. Let's talk more about what social media is, the good and the bad of social media, okay? Okay, so I just wanted to acknowledge our followers online. Hello, y'all. Please make sure you like and subscribe and comment. Okay. And please engage with the conversation. If you are online, you can add your comment there. If you have questions, you can add it on there as well. Amen. So what is social media? I want to have one person read this for us. Do we have that extra microphone? Can someone help me be a runner? Yes, sir. Thank you. Anybody? Okay. What is social media? It's on there. Go ahead. Yeah, you wanted to read it?
Social media wants to pass it.
Okay.
Social media is an internet-based platform that allows users to have conversation, share information, create contents, and play games.
Isn't it interesting that playing games is part of social media too online? Like Fortnite, The Sims. Yeah, it's all part of social media. As long as you're interacting with something and someone on the platform, even if it's AI.
What's AI?
What is AI? Artificial intelligence. Okay. So that's what social media is. Who knows? We're going to hold off. Don't move to the next slide yet. So who can tell me some platforms that you have heard of or you know of or use? Twitter, it's X, it's now X, but hey, Facebook, I heard YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, WhatsApp, amen, WhatsApp, LinkedIn, it's all social media. So these are just different forms of social media. There are the blogs, the blog sites. Those are social media. There's the social networking, which is like Facebook and the rest of them, photo sharing sites like Instagram and Tumblr. Who knows about Tumblr? Remember it's Tumblr? Tumblr. It's called Tumblr. Okay. Tumblr. instant messaging apps. I remember back in the days, Yahoo Messenger and AOL, AIM? Video, video sharing sites. Those are all podcasts. Classifies as social media. MySpace before Facebook. Virtual world, which I just mentioned a couple of those. And so we can go to the next couple of slides. I think I just went through this. We can go to the next one. Those are forms of social media. And I think we just mentioned a couple. But we see on here, we see YouTube, we see WhatsApp. This is a number that we see from January 2023, I think. It's giving us the number of users that we've had over the year till about 2023 of January. Am I good? Are we good? Okay. So YouTube comes in as number two, WhatsApp as number three on the list with 2 billion users. YouTube is 2.51 billion users. Who can guess? Okay, can we switch the mic? Who can guess the top one? Facebook with how many? On close. Might as well be. We have 3 billion users on Facebook and counting. And that's just as of January 2023. So we're in the 8th month of the year. Yeah. So Snapchat came in as number 6. And funny enough, X, aka Twitter, didn't come in as top 10. It was interesting. But many people know about X. Yeah. About Twitter. So I just wanted to mention this number here. I thought it was interesting when I found it. We're going to watch a quick video on whether social media is good for us or not. It's not going to play. Oh. It's not on there or it's not going to play. Okay. Oh, wait. Okay, so since it's not there, just double click. Okay, perfect. Oh, not this one. Not this one, but it's okay. It's okay.
I was born in the very depth of the Great Depression. I was put to work carrying wood, carrying water. I knew how to shell peas. I knew how to break beans. We still didn't have electricity.
Instagram, Snapchat,
and TikTok.
TikTok and Fortnite.
I can just scroll for hours on end.
11 hours a day.
It's been 8, 9.
Maybe like 12.
It's actually been a way that we can keep track of them out there in the real world where things really are scary.
The lives of kids were sort of changing slowly for a while, and then all of a sudden, most kids were able to get on social media, and that's when everything skyrocketed.
The rates at which they're experiencing problems continues to increase.
We also know that the teen suicide rate increased 56%.
Last year alone, we received over 18 million reports of international and domestic online child sexual abuse.
We have traded a false sense of safety and security for actually putting our kids in riskier situations.
I call it the race to the bottom of the brainstem. So it starts with techniques like pull to refresh.
Pretty much every guy has like an addiction to it, but no one talks about it.
But it's just faster now, and it's younger.
Well, yeah, like nudes of girls go around the school all the time.
At the beginning of the year, there were multiple suicides before school even started.
There were men that wanted to talk to children at all hours of the day and night.
On Snapchat, one thought it'd be a funny idea to talk the other one into committing suicide, and she did it. She's dead.
After about 6 weeks, we were able to crack his phone.
Kids right now are going to experience the worst of what we're going through.
I will.
Do you think your parents know that this happens?
No. My kid won't do that. My kid would never. My kid's school isn't like that. You're wrong.
Because what they see, they feel neurologically compelled to do. Right now.
Um,
effectively living in an experiment.
How is this going to affect us? We'll find out.
Well, thank you. We have another quick video. And then we'll talk a little about this. This was heavy. Is that, do you have it? I sent it to you.
We're in communities. They were local. They were small.
Thank you for your patience, everyone. Technology is fun. It's amazing. It's great.
A long time ago, families were in communities. They were local. They were small.
So it's in your message? We can go on with the presentation while we work on this. Yes, that's it. That's it.
Hello, my name is Elena. I'm 14 years old and I'm from Russia, Bulgaria. My question is, what are the benefits of social media? This question is important to me because lots of people consider social media unhealthy.
We see it all the time. There's loads of stories around about how bad social media.
Let's clap for our tech people. They're doing an amazing job. Thank you so much. It's not easy, but you're doing it. Thank you. There's a link right there. Yes.
Hello. My Beautiful. Name is Elena. I'm 14 years old, and I'm from Russia, Bulgaria. My question is, what are the benefits of social media? This question is important to me because lots of people consider social media unhealthy.
We see it all the time. There's loads of stories around about how bad social media is for us and how large parts of our lives are in the hands of a few massive companies.
I'm cybersecurity reporter for the BBC, which means that a big part... We'll be talking a lot more about the positive side of social media in the future.
If you found that video interesting, there's a lot more to watch.
We're good. Thank you. Can we put our hands together for Salome and say thank you, Salome? Thank you. Thank you so much. Amazing work. Thank you. So who can give me, I don't want to call names. Someone share what you think about what you just saw. Just one person. Either of the videos you can talk about. Yes, sir. Overwhelming. What about it is overwhelming? On technology.
it's overwhelming, just the learning curve, just the amount of time it takes to learn how to do that stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for sharing that. So the amount of time it takes to learn to navigate through social media can be overwhelming. Well, with this video that we just saw about the young lady asking what is good about social media, we can see that towards the end, he really didn't have much good to say about social media. Or am I wrong? Like, there were a couple of things that he mentioned, and there are good things about social media, but he mentioned at the end that it'll take the next generation to figure out what's good about social media, which means there's more harm with social media than there's we can see good right now, right? Right now, there is more. And how do we mitigate that? So we'll be discussing this with our panel here shortly. But let's talk about some of the pros and cons. We see here, can everyone see it's blurry. It's probably very small. Sorry. Well, I'll read it. Some of the pros, the advantage is anyone can publish their thoughts online. I think the reverb is still on this. Can you help me, please? It's echoing. Anyone can publish their thoughts online. It's free for kids who are in school to use social media, the internet, as a place to do their research, get free information for their coursework or whatever, right? It helps us make new friends. It helps us connect with people. It allows the truth to get out. And it's an educational tool as well, which I already just mentioned. Some of the disadvantages are it can lead to addiction. It can increase online bullying, which we're going to talk about a little here shortly. It can spread misinformation. So as much as it can get the truth out, it can also get false information out as well. So how do we navigate through all of that? It can cause sleeplessness, and it can increase stress. Okay. It can take you away from your family. Let's talk about how parents can help. I want to have someone, maybe. Are you willing to read? Yes. Come on and read for us.
Quickly, who's going to talk? Stop pointing.
He knows.
Come on.
He doesn't have to come out. He can read it from right there. Yes, please. Grab the mic. Come on. You're good. Just read this first thing. Is it on? Yes.
Attempt to model the behavior we want to see. Mm-hmm. Set boundaries soon as you give your child the first phone. Mm-hmm. Set parental controls on his or her phone with access to their passwords. Phones should be charged somewhere other than their room at night and should be shut off an hour or two before bed.
Okay, so parents who have kids, I don't know how you can, but let's have Josh read the second one. We'll talk a little more about this during our panel.
Parents can help by having conversations with your children on why something should be kept private, by taking time to actively engage with your kids face to face. This interaction teaches them to follow social cues, verbal and nonverbal. Talk to your kids without glancing at your phone. Find opportunities to have genuine conversations that are not lectures. Be aware of privacy concerns and cybersecurity issues.
Thank you. Thank you for reading. We're going to go over all of this during our panel, but we're going to start that now. So can we put our hands together for our panel? We have Damola.
Damola.
Come on up. We have Sharon.
Sharon.
We have Pastor Yolanda. And we have Rejoice.
Yes, Rejoice. Rejoice.
Oh, keep clapping till they're all here, please. Keep clapping till they're all seated. Come on. Thank you so much for joining us today. Amen. Okay, so I'm going to have a few questions in regards to all that we've talked about. It's a lot, isn't it? I think we have another microphone right there. Cher, grab that one. I think we have this one here. All right, we won't keep you all too long. Are we good? Okay. We'll just keep this right here. Perfect.
Okay. We can share.
Yes. Okay. Awesome. All right, church and our panels, we welcome you again. I want to start with, I think we can turn off the other wireless mic off. Thank you. The yellow one. Okay. So sorry, church. Thank you for your patience. Okay. So we have some questions for our panels. Can we start with like just a little bit of introduction? You could just tell us, I know I just said your name. You could just tell us, you know, how social media has affected you or what you know about social media. Just each person, just shortly. We could start with Damolab, yes. Yeah, that's okay.
Morning, church. My name is Damola Anifowoje. The second question, how has social media affected me? I think I look at it both ways, positive and negative, right? I know myself. That's the number one thing. I know how to control my addiction sometimes, right? So if there are days and time I feel as though I'm spending too much time on my social media, I delete the app off my phone. Right, it's a thing of recognition and realization at the same time. And in the positive part, I use a lot of professional social media, like LinkedIn. So that was not emphasized in the presentation, but I use that a lot to get certification. So professionally, I'll say that's the positive for me.
I'm Yolanda Ross. I'm not sure how I got on this panel because I'm a boomer.
I'm done.
But anyway, thank you, Daisy. Social media for me is good because I see it as a platform to share Christ. And that's what I do. I use it every week. Probably almost every day to share Christ. There are a lot of negatives, of course. They were mentioned in the videos that we saw, but there are a lot of positives. And I thought about yesterday, I thought about Jesus. I thought about what would Jesus do with social media? Would he ignore it or would he use it? I believe if Jesus was here, he would use every avenue to bring people to his Father. Yes. So there are a lot of positives. And I don't even know if I would venture to say that there are more negatives than positives. It just depends on your understanding and your knowledge of social media. So to me, it's great. It can be bad too, a lot of bad, but it's great. It's a tool that God can use for his glory.
I am so nervous right now. But hey, y'all, I am Rejoice. For those of y'all that don't know me, social media, I'm going to speak for like my age group that's in here. Social media for me is, like he said, like it's something that has... I've met online friends that I've met in person and they're actually like, you know, cool people. You know what I mean? But social media can have its pros and cons, like we've all, like we've said. And I agree with Miss Yolanda. It's great. Okay. But for me, I know myself. I know that I can be on it for too long. I know I can spend my whole day if I'm not doing anything, if I don't have classes, if I'm not working. I could be in bed all day and I'm just scrolling, or I'm making content. For me, I'm a content creator. I love creating content and posting it and getting those likes. It's like those likes are like drugs, you know what I mean? Like dopamine. Like my sister would always say, "You're on your phone too much. You're dopamine, flooding your head with dopamine." And it's true. For me, I have silencers on all my social media. Once it's 10 o'clock, it's silent. It doesn't buzz. It doesn't ring. It's up to me now to keep up that, you know, that, what's that word? Discipline. Thank you. That discipline not to open it after that time. That makes sense. So it's a positive thing and a negative thing. It's a negative thing if you don't use it for the right things. It's a positive thing if you use it for the right things and the right revenue and meeting people who are going to help you in whatever business-wise, educational-wise. There are platforms on social media that helps you learn and get certificates, helps you understand things that you may not know. So social media to me has its ups and downs, but for me is more on the great side. But there are negative things that I've encountered myself over the years of me being on social media. Growing up, my parents didn't allow me to have social media. Not even my parents. My sister didn't allow me to have social media until I was at the age of like 14, 15. So that's like what, middle school, high school, one of y'all. So, but still, like, it's still too soon, but it is, You can cultivate it once you understand social media. But yeah.
Hi guys, my name is Sharon, as most of you know, but hi for all of you that don't know me. So goods and bads of social media for me. I remember the very first social media that I downloaded on my phone was Facebook. And I think that was when I was maybe 14, 15. And to me, I was like, wow, this is like a new journey. This is a new world. Like, I could make friends here, add people. I remember posting my first picture and I was like, oh, amazing. I'm getting likes, you know. So it's fun and all. It's nice and dandy, but it does have its blessings and it has its curses. So like, that's just things that we have to be mindful of. And as three of you have already said it, like, you, it's kind of like what you want to use it for, right? Because those things are always going to be there anyway. So you have to be careful and mindful of what you're consuming and what, for parents, what your kids are consuming too. But for me, as I said, with Facebook has always been my ride and die, because I've been staying on Facebook for a while. Pretty much, because I remember when I was actually in dental hygiene school, because I'm a hygienist now, and in school, they wanted us to find patients, right? And I don't know anyone in Nashville, because I schooled in Nashville, and I was just like, oh, I don't know anybody. I have a few family, but I don't really have friends here, so how am I going to connect? Like, how am I going to find random people to use as patients? You know, how am I going to get that? But I was like, wait, there's Facebook groups. And on the Facebook groups, they have, like, different kind of subgroups where they have different... How I even explain? They have different groups for everything. So they literally had like a Nashville girls group. They have Nashville clubs, like Nashville family play groups. Like, they have all sorts of stuff on there. And that was like my big, that was my big savior to find my patients, because I got pretty much like 85% of my patients from there. I wouldn't have come across all the people that I saw. In fact, I wouldn't have even been able to graduate, because that was one big portion of our graduation, like getting those patients done. So I think it's just like a really great way to like connect with people, find people. I even got patients from there. But like, you also have to think about the side effects too and the negatives to it, but God help us all. Thank you.
Literally, God help us all. Thank you all so much. So the next question I have is for us to talk about how, as Christians living in a world where social media is a major influencer, right? It influences majority of the population. How can we stand out and stand firm on our biblical views and values? I know Minister Yolanda mentioned how we can use this platform for the gospel, for spreading the gospel, which is a huge thing because that's what we've been called to do, to know God and to make him known. Right. So as Christians living in a world where this is like a major thing for especially the newest generation and the ones before, it's a major influencer. How can we stand firm on our faith? Because it can influence people to do the negative. And like they said, depends on what you're looking for. You'll find what you go to look for. Right. But if you are, as a Christian living in this world, and it's the biggest population is, you know, is the negative population, how do you stand firm? Can we have one of the panels speak on that? Damala, do you want to go?
Oh.
Go ahead. Yeah. No, Rejoice, you can go, and then Damala. I was going in order, but
sorry.
Go ahead. Please go ahead.
Okay. Rejoice. So for that question, there's a lot of churches and women of God that I follow online that there's a lot of churches and women of God that I follow online that have shown me that my social media doesn't have to be of this world. And when I say that, it's yes, I'm young and I like to have a great time, but not everything that is of this world is right. And if I'm trying to be as what God has called us to be, which is his children, and reach out to those lost souls, who am I that has 1,000+ followers on Instagram for me not to use my platform as that place to reach them? Some are Christians, some are Christians, some are not Christians, you feel me? So it's my job to use my platform and bring out content that is edifying to God. And being influenced by those women of God that I follow, one of them being Prophetess Tiffany Montgomery. I've been following her since 2021, since COVID, and she does a fast every month, every first of the month, the first 3 days. And I've been following that fast. Some days, some months I forget, some months I remember. And that has motivated me to know that not everything that everyone else is doing, I have to follow. I have to be different. So when you're on social media and you're a child of God, you just have to know yourself in him and be different and different from a part. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, different.
I think she answered it. But another thing you can say is for users of Instagram, for example, right? There's a big wave currently online of people who are proclaiming Christ, right? Oh. And there are a lot of pages that you follow, that even things you don't learn in church, you learn about, like Christian apologetics, mm-hmm. right? So streamlining who you follow and what you look at, that's a big thing. And also, people don't know, but your YouVersion Bible app, that's a social media. Mm-hmm. And they have content on that, that if you sit down and just watch videos, you will learn a lot from your YouVersion Bible app. For kids that love animated videos, I remember in college, and I'm not going to take long. I remember in college when I started doing, myself and my friends were doing Bible study, and there were things we did not understand, and they would just pull up videos from YouVersion Bible app, and it would explain what you're trying to understand. So we have the YouVersion Bible app. I think most of us do, but we don't know what that thing contains. So that's one thing I can say.
Thank you so much. Amazing. Yes. So he made mention of the U Bible, the YouVersion Bible. It reminds me of, you know, YouTube. There is the project, who knows, Bible Project. Bible Project is an amazing resource for Bible studies and understanding scripture. So, hey, just wanted to put that out there. It's part of the things that YouVersion contents has. That are on YouVersion to help Christians understand scripture more. So, like he said, we can use social media in a positive way. I think that, how much time do we have? We won't be long. We talked earlier about streamlining. I think Damola said the word streamline. And with that, I wanted to make mention of a logarithm. What do we want to, your logarithm, which is a direct reflection of the contents that you watch. I don't know if I said the word right, but algorithm. Okay, algorithm. Algorithm is a direct reflection of the contents that you watch. Will be what you see on your feed. Is it called feed?
Yes.
Okay. So how, as a Christian, how can you maintain a positive feed, a feed that is filled with Christian content and things like that? I think the simple answer is what you watch. Uh-huh. Like, watch what you watch. Be careful things you click on and give views, because whatever you watch, you're giving them views and you're increasing their algorithm of whoever is going to watch it. Like, more people will watch the videos you watch. If you watch it, somebody else is going to watch it because you just increase their views. And that's how social media kind of works. So I wanted to say that to say, you know, Christian content is where it's at these days. We're seeing a new wave of a lot of Christian content. But then again, we also have to filter through those contents, because there can be false truth, false light. So if we don't know our word, then we're going to be easily influenced. And scripture says tossed to and fro. If you're not rooted, you'll be easily tossed to and fro. And I think social media is one of the biggest tools that in these last days will be used to deceive many. So we are looking at the positive and the negative. And right now we just talked about the engagement, our engagement on social media. I want us to talk about some ways we can discern. And I want to throw this out to the congregation. Some ways that we can discern. I'm going to call on specific people to answer this. What are some ways that we can discern? Not yet. What are some ways that we can discern? That we can discern the truth from the lies. What are some things that will be a hint for you? Like, what are some things that will be a hint for both the young and the old? Does the question make sense? What are some things that will be, that should be a hint for a Christian to say, okay, no, I should not engage in this content, or I should promote this content, or I should put out this content. I should create contents to put out. Because the more, if all of us in this building created content to put out, Christian contents to put out, there will be more influence out there in the world, right? So, can we have someone?
May I comment to that, please?
Yeah, but we have to keep it short, very short. Yeah.
The first thing. You would ask, how can we how can we know when to cut it off, when to limit, what to limit, etc. I would say the first thing is if we know the Word of God, like 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show yourself approved, a workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth, okay, and rightly dividing these comparing scripture with scripture. And also, I'd like to say, there's translations on social media
that are absolutely leave out some of the virgin birth, leave out Christ as the Son of God, and have, so we have to be careful of the versions, in the, like if it's not, it's not a King James or an NIV, okay, or something like that, you need to be careful. The one thing I wanted to say to all of what's been said so far, and we need to be very careful, and Phil Don, I mean, Dr. Phil, and also on a 24-hour news channel called Script News that I have with my antenna TV. It's all fact-checked Script News. AI is now becoming such a danger with, even though you're looking, you're all right, but it's that it all depends on what you look at and what you desire to see. But you can be looking at the right things and the good things, and wrong things can pop up. AI can get some of your voice and take no less than four words and imitate your voice and use it for identity theft or to put something bad out with your voice. And this was just in the last few weeks. They're saying that AI has found a way to get in to, for identity theft reasons, as well as having you use your voice and have you say something and say a statement to other people, checking your social media, and it be something totally different than you would ever say. And it would be something anti-God. Okay? And they're learning to use this tool. And just remember, everything that man invents, we also, mankind also finds a way to use it for evil. Like the atomic energy, atomic bomb. Yes. Nuclear energy, nuclear bomb. Okay? The World Wide Web, in the early 80s, when I was in real estate, I said, oh, my Lord, the World Wide Web. I said, they're going to put so much stuff out there that's bad for kids, that's bad, a bad influence on all kinds of people. Yes, there's good in it. I use it for good, too. But even while I'm using it for good, there's things, there's pop-ups. And there's, and there's commercials, I mean ads, that are indecent, okay? So it's hard to not be looking at it if you're using it a lot. But just be aware, AI is listening into everything. They're trying to get all your privacy.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Wayne. Thank you. I love that he mentioned the scripture study to show yourself approved. And is there anyone else that we have that wants to contribute to this from a biblical standpoint, please? Yes, ma'am. Can we get a mic to her? Yes, please.
Jack, I would just like to say in the area of discernment, you have to. It has to be established as a family.
Yes.
You have to be willing to have a conversation.
Yes.
You can't expect to throw children or you teenagers, young adults into an environment that, I think Steve said very well, the issue is we don't understand it as adults. It's overwhelming to us, but I guarantee you our children do. And so we have to be willing to confront, to also have conversation. From a mom who, my children, I don't even allow them to have social media until they're 18. I try to plant seeds, and we have conversation. But discernment doesn't just happen. It's spiritual seeds that are sown. It's also, I would just tell you, I work closely in a relationship with a Christian counselor, and her has a connection. One of her best friends is an FBI agent that deals in sex trafficking. And I'm not going to name it because we're online, but one of the most popular Bible apps, we have to understand, because Christianity is supposed to be a place for purity, that is where people will target children, and you cannot just assume, and children are innocent, and they will have fake tragedies that they will, and they'll say, can we go to this room over here and can we pray? I personally saw this, and the agent wasn't even aware this was going on. This was even to them. So there are so many layers that you can't possibly get to, but I'm telling you, in the home, if it isn't a conversation, if parents are not willing to put guidelines and deal with the fact that your children may not like it. They might not understand it. They may. But are we preserving their souls?
Amen.
Can I share?
Thank you.
there's a, can I share? I'm so glad that was brought out. Because this is where we need to go, right? What my sister shared. You know, there are a lot of, like we said, there's a lot of good things on social media. But like she said, that there are layers and layers and layers of information that none of us can begin to know. There are a lot of fake news, conspiracy theories, all kinds of things out there. I think it's very important. Even our older children need guidance. As much as they don't think they do or want it, they need guidance. Because like you mentioned about algorithms, whatever you go to, say they just happened, maybe they went to a porn site, a porn whatever.
Video.
Yes. What will begin to happen, that algorithm will give them more pop-ups of that. Mm-hmm. More pop-ups of that. Yeah, it just takes one. And there's a lot, the enemy is really using social media. Yeah, our children, our young adults are saying, I do a lot of good things, but they're also doing a lot of bad things. They're seeing a lot of bad information. And they're also, well, let me just go. It's just so much you can say. But the thing that I thought about while Deza was talking is it's important for us to have a biblical worldview. A biblical worldview and a good Christian foundation of what the Bible says about life, about us. If we have a good Christian foundation as a corporate body, as families, our children, and like she was saying, having a conversation with our children, if parents aren't talking to their children about social media, the dangers, and I know a lot of times they don't even know. They don't even know. I think we need to educate ourselves because our children are just not looking at, it's a lot of good, right? But they're exposed to so much more than your mind can imagine. Even these that are sitting up here, they're exposed to more than our minds can imagine because they're scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And guess what? It's endless. So we need to have that conversation with our children, young children, kids, adult children, and just help them. And I know our adult children, you know, they're already, you know, they're adults, so they think probably you don't need to talk to them. But let's be the parents God called us to be. It's up to them to follow what you say and understand that you care for them and that you're trying to protect them. It's up to them to accept that and know that you don't mean them any harm. You're trying to protect, you're trying to help, you're trying to save them. It was mentioned in that in the one of the videos that was shown about suicide. I don't know if y'all remember. I don't know. You guys probably remember more than me exactly when it took place, when someone was demonstrated online of how to commit suicide. Was it last year? It went viral. What viral means, it's going from it's going all over the place. Thousands, millions, possibly billions of people to different formats. It's going viral. So can you imagine your children scrolling on social media, watching a video of someone committing suicide? It's happening all the time. Not only that, porn sites. Our children are getting hooked on porn at very young ages. Mm-hmm. Very young ages. Don't tell me all the wonderful stuff you're doing on social media. That's grand. You know, how are we protecting ourselves and protecting our children? You know, it's real important because the enemy is using social media. Even, you know, I heard us say, She mentioned likes. I think you were talking about likes. We were talking about likes. Kids are killing themselves if they don't get enough likes.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's
where
the issue is.
They want to create content, and if they don't get enough people to like it, they get upset. They get depressed. All of these things are happening. We need to talk about what's happening as a result of social media. Yes, it's wonderful things happening. Yes, I can learn how to hang blinds. I can learn how to clean my house. I can learn how to build something. I can preach the word. It's so many wonderful things you can learn. But we got to think in terms of our children, and the church is far behind. The church is far behind. A lot of our mothers and fathers, daddies and mamas, I don't want to have nothing to do with social media. You better.
Yeah.
You better learn what's going on. I have grandchildren. And my baby, as a matter of fact, my grandbaby was at my house a few days ago. And I'm sitting at the table feeding her. My phone is laying on the table. She grabs my phone and starts scrolling. Scrolling. She's a year old. She knows how to scroll. That's giving you an idea of what is happening in our world. But we need to help our families, our children, ourselves. I even read a study not long ago, recently, as a matter of fact, of women who are depressed because their lifestyles is not like the lifestyle they're seeing on social media. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got to pass this back to somebody. Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And
sorry if I went too far.
No. Oh, absolutely not. No, it was needed. Yes. We're grateful. So to sum all of this up, thank you to all of our panel that spoke today and everyone that spoke in the congregation. We're so grateful for you. To sum all of this up, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 17 says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for instruction, for conviction, for correction, and for training in righteousness. All scripture is breathed on by God for instruction, is useful for instruction, is useful for conviction, is useful for correction, and for training in righteousness. Why? So that the man of God, the children of God, may be fully, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Amen.
I would rather the word of God be a foundation for my correction, for my instruction, for my training, for my redirection. I mean, how many of us agree with that? Yes, than social media, than what we hear from people. So using the word of God, we have to look at these things that we see through the lens of scripture, through the lens of the Holy Spirit. If we have to keep him, because he's a person, I'm not going to go there, but he is real. And he's been given to us to be what? To teach us. To teach us all the things that Christ has taught, and to remind us of all the things that Christ told us about. And if we're neglecting the person of the Holy Spirit when we're engaging in our day-to-day transaction or conversation, then we are doing ourselves a disservice. Amen. So I wanted to mention that and also wrap it up by saying that we should start by training off our children in the way they should go. As we have discussed, training them up in the way they should go. Yes, ma'am. That when they grow older, they will not depart from it. Like Minister Yolanda said, they are getting into these things young.
Yes.
Especially these 2020 babies. They know how to navigate through a phone. and through social media. They know how to engage with YouTube and all of these, all of it. It's like, okay, we're going to wrap it up by one more person has something to say, okay, but I mean,
quickly.
Two people now. Okay, we'll have it just at the two, and that will be it.
Just one thing for all our younger daughter that goes to U Version and Project and all those, just make sure you read your Bible. Study your Bible before you go there. So if it has anything that you see, then you can check it out. Don't just say, oh, you want to go and get understanding from those channels. Make sure you study and just use that to support. So if anything comes out, you will know. The Bible says you know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Amen.
I think the point has already been made. The Bible is the standard for living.
Yep.
The Bible is what we should read. Has it ever surprised you that when you are on WhatsApp or whatever and you try to type the name God, it doesn't come up? Try it and see. It will give you any other thing. If you want to type words and you start with something like beauty and you do B-E-U, the rest will come up. But if you try God or Lord, something else always comes up. The Bible says in Ephesians 2:2, in which you once walked, actually it says in verse 1, and you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Satan is the spirit of the power of the air. He owns it. So if you are coming into, the Bible says before you take a city, you must take a hold of the strong man. For you to go into that area and say, oh, it's useful. Oh, I know how to control myself. Oh, I'm disciplined. You are not more powerful. You have to know who you are. Know what the Bible says. Know what who can help you. Who is the Holy Spirit, before you attempt to venture there. If not, I'm telling you, you are going into a territory that you'll find defeat.
You are in love.
Except you're already standing on solid ground. Satan is the one that is holding the ropes in this area. We need to take over by knowing who we are and not by saying, oh, it's useful. It's this and that. You have to know who you are before you go there.
Thank you, my hallelujah.
Thank you. No, that's it. And it's a wrap. Thank you to all of our panel. Do you have any final words?
I was just going to say that the Bible should be our social media.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Yes, please.